This week on the Trade Securely podcast, we look at the number of ways receivables insurance can help a business grow with credit insurance specialist Corey Breed.
So just to give you some real life examples, right now I'm in ongoing conversations with a business out of the Kitchener-Waterloo area who sells to GCs, and they've got general contractors, that is. And
okay.
They've got some new project opportunities in the U.S. that they've never had before, and they're quite large in scale based on the size of their operation. So they're viewing this not as something to satisfy their bank. They're quite well funded and self-funded at that. It's more a, we don't necessarily know these guys, but if we can qualify the risk through a credit insurance program, it could make a lot of sense. Another client I'm working with in the distribution space has a situation where not even their largest, but a mid-sized distributor they work with is looking at cutting out another vendor and effectively doubling the amount of business they do with my client. So as you can imagine, it's something they want to jump all over, but they want to make sure they're crossing the T's and dotting their I's first and making sure it's a good risk for them.
Mitigating your risk with credit insurance this week on the Trade Securely podcast.